please welcome our founding national consultant, number one income earner, my friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you there?
Hey, I'm here, Bear. I appreciate it. I want to welcome everybody to tonight's call. So let's talk about the invitation. Bear, in the beginning of the call, talked about what I believe to be the greatest basketball coach of all time in the NCAA men's Division I basketball world, and that's John Wooden. And John Wooden wrote The Pyramid of Success, which I've followed over the years, and I think it's just the gospel. You can go and Google it if you want to get an image of the Pyramid of Success, and you can get the essence of it. He's written books on it, but just a great mentor to so many Americans. And for those of you that know of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership and Ambit Energy by John Maxwell and field leaders, a lot of which are on this call week in and week out, John told me when he was at our event for Power Trip in Dallas that his greatest mentor in leadership was John Wooden. So I think that kind of just speaks for itself. The premier guru on leadership in the world, John Maxwell, says that his number one guru on leadership and the one that was his strongest influence and the biggest mentor to him was John Wooden. So John Wooden used to talk about on the first day of practice, he would scrimmage the freshman up against the upperclassmen, and after about 45 minutes, he'd send the upperclassmen away, he'd put the freshmen up into the stands, and these were the who's who of Mr. Basketball from Indiana, Lou Alcindor, who changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, played at UCLA. He was Mr. Basketball in New York City. I mean, he just had the cream of the cream, you know, over a 30-year period of time. He won 10 national championships. In one 10-year period of time, he won 7 national championships. And so kids just knew that if they came to UCLA, they're going to win the national championship. So after he sent the upperclassmen off and he put the freshmen up into the stands, he did this for 30 straight years. He'd give them the speech about there are two fundamentals to the game of basketball. The first fundamental of the game of basketball is the layup. And the second fundamental of the game of basketball is the free throw. And they're looking at each other going, man, this old man has lost it. Did he not just see me jack it up from 30 feet and hit nothing but net and pass it between my legs? And, you know, they're just sitting there going, what do you mean a layup and a free throw? Of course we know how to do that. And he would challenge them to go make 50 layups in a row with their right hand, 50 layups in a row with their left hand, and make 80 out of 100 free throws. And as soon as they had accomplished that task, they could go off to the showers, take their shower, and come back for practice the next day. And in those 30 years, all those great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Gail Goodrich, I mean, just one NBA All-Star and Hall of Famer after another, Bill Walton, and the list goes on and on and on. Not a single one of them ever accomplished that task of 50 layups in a row with the left hand, 50 layups in a row with the right hand, and 80 out of 100 free throws. So after they were exhausted, after trying for a couple hours, he put them back up in the stands. He said, gentlemen, before you leave UCLA, you're going to master the two fundamentals of the game of basketball, layup and the free throw, because if you do, we'll beat 85 to 90% of all the teams that we play. And so go take your shower. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, there are two fundamentals to building a sales and marketing organization, and I'm going to point out the first fundamental. The first fundamental, the most rudimentary thing that everybody has to do, and I'll say this, and I don't mean this to browbeat anybody or beat anybody over the head or carry a big stick on this call. The vast majority of you are not going to have what I'm going to tell you the first fundamental is. And the first fundamental is a written list. Though you've heard it over and over and over again, you know, you can go into your back office and make a written list, and your upline gets an email and says that such and such has made their written list. Now, you can also check to keep it private, so your upline can't view it. And I know a lot of people will do that. But I can count on one hand the number of emails that I've gotten that said somebody that's coded to me in my organization, which is dozens if not over 100 people a day on an average day that come in, I can count on one hand the number of people that have sent me their written list via that tool in the last year. I mean, literally, no one ever does it. Again, I think some people keep it private, and I understand that. but very rarely does anybody do that. And when I go and I train and I ask people about how many people in here could produce a written list with over 250 names on it that's exclusive to Ambit, and let me define a written list. This is not the Little League list or the PTA list or the list from church or the synagogue or the temple. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a list, and it can be written on paper. It can be electronically captured. Whatever is your best capture system is fine. But it's a written list of everybody you know with regard to Ambit Energy. These are people that you're going to approach about joining you in your business or becoming your customer. And that written list might be Billy the barber. And Billy the barber might be your best friend's barber that told funny jokes when you were there 2 weeks ago and has got a great personality and you think he might be great for the business, but he's not really your barber and you really don't know him and you really don't even have a phone number on him. But on your written list, you got Billy the barber, Brian's barber. So it's literally everybody that you know that you're going to talk to. Now, you're not going to go talk to Billy. That's not the first person you're going to go talk to. You're going to go talk to somebody else that you have a closer relationship to as the first person that you talk to. But Billy the barber's on the written list. So when I do these trainings, I say, how many people could walk up to the front of the room and show me a list of 250 people that you have with you? And a written list, by the way, is a dynamic paper. You know, again, it can be electronic, but it's dynamic in the fact that you're constantly adding names to the list and you're constantly taking names off of the list. And the bottom line is most people get involved in this business and they make a list of 25 or 30 or 50 or maybe 100 people. That would be a big list off of somebody starting in the business. And these are people that they know and they're going to predetermine, well, I'm going to talk to these people over here about being my customer, and I'm going to talk to these people over here about being a consultant in the business. Folks, what I can tell you is the biggest mistake that you can make is prejudge people. Because if you kind of look at the written list as the top of the funnel, if the top of the funnel is the size of the Grand Canyon, the probability that something's going to come out as you go through the system and you start to choke down on that funnel, the probability that something's going to come out on the bottom end is a lot greater than if the top of the funnel is the size of a quarter. You're hard-pressed to drop a water in a funnel that's the top of the funnel is the size of a quarter. So probably not going to have a whole lot come out the bottom end. So when you think about our system, think about it from a funnel perspective. So the first step of the system is to make a written list. And again, you know, I'm not trying to browbeat you. I'm just trying to get you to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. Are there 250 names in a database or on a sheet of paper or in a notebook that is a written list of people that you are talking to or going to talk to about Ambit Energy? And it's a simple yes or no answer, and I can tell you for absolute certainty that the vast, vast majority, probably 80-some-odd percent of the people on this call, even though we've got ECs and SCs, and we've got people, senior people on this call that have heard me train on this over and over and over again, the answer is you don't have it. So what I can tell you is that if you don't have that, and if you're not constantly adding and deleting names on the list, then what you've got is you've got a very small opening to the funnel. And no matter how hard you work, no matter how many meetings you attend, no matter what it is you do to try to be successful in Ambit Energy, you're only going to get a certain amount to come out of the bottom of that funnel because you don't have the top end opened up. The reason I'm spending some time on this before we get to the next step, which is the invitation, which is the purpose of tonight's call, is if you don't have a big written list, you're not going to make very many invitations. And if you don't make a bunch of invitations, you're not going to make any business presentations. And without business presentations, you're not going to bring anybody. You're not going to enroll a single person into Ambit Energy being the financial vehicle to fulfill their wants, desires, and dreams in life. It's just not going to happen. I see so many people in this business, they'll come up to me and say, Brian, it just doesn't seem like it's going fast enough. You know, I'm doing okay, but it's just not going fast enough. Or, Brian, I can't get it going the way I want to get it going. Finally, after 6 months, I made it to RC. You know, I don't want to take that long to make it to SC. And I can tell you that's a constant state. You're never going to build your business as fast as you want to build it. I mean, as large and as dynamic as my business has gotten, it's never growing at a rate that I'm happy with. I always feel like we could be doing better and we could, you know, so on and so forth. So just understand that that's a common state, whether you're an SC making, you know, $5,000 a month in this business or an EC making $25,000 a month, or you're the number one income earner. Last month, made $452,000 in the business. It's just never going to grow fast enough. So that's kind of a common state, just kind of a something to keep in mind that if you're a little frustrated or it's just not going the way you want it to go, that's just part of the business. We talk about that on the Yellow Jacket Mentoring calls, how to mentally stay engaged in the business and not allow your thoughts and your mental relationship with the business take you out of the business. So written list is critical. And without a big written list, folks, you're limiting your success. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The only purpose of the written list is to invite somebody to look at the business. So let's talk about the invitation. We are not inviting somebody to join. This is one of the most important distinctions that particularly most new people do not get in our business. When you're inviting somebody to take a look, you are not inviting them to join. You are not trying to recruit them into the business. You're inviting them to take a look at an opportunity called Ambit Energy, and the reason for that invitation is you're trying to enroll them in that Ambit Energy is the vehicle that they've been looking for to get them from where they are today to where they want to be in the future. I hope you're taking note, but this is critical. Find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. Let me say that again. Find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. One more time. Find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. So when I sit down with somebody, whether it's eyeball to eyeball or over the phone, I'm finding out what they want. You know, maybe it's somebody at work and they're complaining about all their bills and their husband might be possibly losing his job. They're hardly making ends meet right now and blah, 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 blah. You know, well, they want some security. I mean, they just told me one of the things that they want, but I'm going to take it a step further. I'm saying, you know, Mary, I said, you know, I've gotten involved in something in the public utility marketplace, and it may or may not be for you and John, but let me ask you a question. I hear you talking about John's work situation just, a, you know, might be a little tenuous or whatever. What if it wasn't? What if John had a solid job and you had your income here working with our company and John had his job and everything? Are you living the lifestyle that you want? What would you do with an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month? So, in other words, you're going to start that dream cycle. You're not going to say, oh, you know, the why they're doing the business is because they want to get rid of credit card debt, or the why they're doing the business is because they don't know how they're going to pay their mortgage the next month. That might be the short-term why, and that's certainly important to understand. But more importantly is to know what the long-term why is. Well, you know, it's really bothered us that our grandchildren don't have a college fund, and if we had extra money, I'd put the money to the college fund. Ding, 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 ding. You just found out the why. Then, as soon as I find out, you say, you know, Mary, if that college fund is really important to you, I've got this business, and it may or may not be for you, so I'm not always talking directly to them. Hey, this is the thing for you, and man, I'm killing it, and this person's killing it, and this is happening, and that's happening, and I call it throwing up on people. You're so excited about the business, you just rapid fire, and they're like, man, what did this guy do, or what did this gal do, join a cult or something? I mean, woo, I don't want any part of that. You've got to be excited about the business. I don't want to say you got to restrain your excitement, but you have to understand a couple of fundamental things at this critical juncture called the invitation. Number one, everybody's not wired the same way you are. If you're an A-type personality, if you went to Power Trip, you know, Pat Hintz talked about being a red. You know, if you're an A-type personality and you're a hard charger and you talk to somebody that isn't and you hit them with all that, they're done. You've got to know who your audience is, who it is you're talking to, and you've got to find out what their why is. Let's say you're having this conversation and say, well, you know, if I had an extra couple thousand a month and didn't have all this debt, I'd be putting away for my grandchildren's college fund because their parents just are barely making ends meet and the kids are getting older and they don't have a college fund. Okay, you just found your why. So you've got to be a good listener. There's a reason God gave you one mouth and two ears. You've got to ask probing questions and listen to what they're saying. And then just flip it around. We just found out what it is they want. Find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. The first step is you got to find out what they want. Now you're going to show them how Ambit Energy can get it for them. And you're not going to invite them to join your business. You're going to invite them to look at the business. This is very, very critical that you understand that distinction. as soon as Mary told me about the kids' college fund, I'm going to say, well, you know, Mary, I mentioned to you that I'd gotten involved in the deregulation of public utilities with a company called Ambit Energy. And I get paid every single time somebody turns on a light switch or watches their TV or burns electricity next month, next year, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. And it's way too difficult to try to explain to you here over lunch or to explain to you over the phone or however it is you're talking to Mary. But Mary, it probably isn't for you. It may be for you. I mean, that would be something you would need to determine. But at a minimum, you know, you could see if it might be something that could help you with this college fund thing. And if not, maybe you could turn me on to your daughter and his wife. It sounds like they could earn some extra money if they're not putting away for their kids' college fund. So, Mary, let me ask you a question. Would it be worth 25 minutes of your time to take a look at a couple of videos on the Internet and do me a favor in doing that and just give me your opinion on it? You might see something in it that I didn't see in it, so now you're starting to flatter them. You have a good sense for business, and you're a pretty sharp gal, and if nothing else, I just appreciate it as a favor that you take a look at the videos. That whole thing that I just went through is probably looks quite a bit different than what you're doing in inviting somebody to the business. Now, in the cold market, and this example I just gave you is somebody that you know, but in the cold market, let's say you bump into somebody at the line at the grocery store and they're taking forever because they can't find a price on an item or whatever. Strike up casual conversation, you know. Look at somebody, smile, say hi, and they say hi, and say, man, it's kind of rainy outside, isn't it? And, yeah, man, that weather's bad. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways to do it. You look familiar. Did you have kids going over to Bridgepoint Elementary, or did you have kids or something? You look really familiar. Where would I know you from? No, I don't think so. Well, what about the Little League? How old are your kids? You know, what do they do? Do you go to Park Baptist Church? Oh, yeah, okay, that's where I've seen you, because we do go there occasionally. That's probably where I've seen you, okay. I'm sorry, what's your name? Oh, Mary, Mary. Hey, I'm Brian. How you doing? Great. Mary, let me ask you a curiosity question, because I got involved in the business, and I want to ask you a question. First couple of questions are pretty rhetorical. How many people do you know use electricity or natural gas? Texas example, it's going to be electricity only since natural gas is not deregulated here. But I'm going to say we're in Dallas, and I'm going to say, Mary, let me ask you a question. How many people do you know use electricity? Well, everybody. Of those people, how many people do you know would rather get it for less or possibly get it for free? So, well, everybody. Would it be worth about 20, 25 minutes of your time? Take a look at a couple of videos on the Internet to see if what I've got in the deregulation of electricity, where you can make money every single time somebody turned on a light switch, watched television, or ran their air conditioner in the hot summer this summer. And you think it'd be worth 25 minutes of your time to take a look at a couple of videos? And then I'm going to hand her a card with my information on it. If she really seems interested and I've got a time to build a rapport, I'm always got a magazine on me. I'm going to ask her to follow me out to the car. If I'm a lady, I'm going to reach in my purse, pull out a magazine. I'm going to try to get her a magazine. I'm going to get her name and telephone number if I can. And I'm going to do the invitation that way in the cold market or something similar to that. So there's the invitation in the warm market. There's an invitation in the cold market. They're always going to be a little bit different. These are not script. These are methodologies. I don't believe in scripts because you're going to say it a little bit different than I am. If you're in New York in the heart of the financial districts or garment districts and you're just around a lot of hard-hitting people that you got to hit hard and fast with stuff or they just have no interest, then your approach is going to be different than if you're in South Texas where everybody takes a siesta for 2 hours in the afternoon and lifestyle's a lot slower and people talk a lot slower and people don't like that bam, 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 bam stuff. It's going to be a little bit different regardless of where you are, whether it's because of the disposition of the people there or the geography or the type of person you're talking to. You know, if you're a young person, typically those people are going to take it a little bit faster. They're a little quicker on the take. If you're going after a multimillionaire business owners, you know, you're going to have to drip on them and take it easy. If you go in and hit them over the head with like a club, they're not going to respond as well. So you've got to know your market and you've got to learn how to adjust to that over the time. But you're going to go from your written list to the invitation. This is critical. I've said it 4 or 5 times already. This is important to get them to take a look, not to do the business. And a lot of times you can do what I call pitch it past them by just saying, you know, Bob, it might not be for you. So let's say you're talking to your real successful banker. You know, Bob, it might not be for you, but I know you come into contact with a lot of people that you may be able to refer my way. So we're going to go straight back to the fundamental. The layup of the invitation would be, I need you to do me a favor and just take a look so that you know what kind of business I'm in. If you can ever refer anybody, I'd appreciate it. I know it's probably not for you. If by some chance it is, then let me know that. But it's not the purpose of me having you look at the video. If that gentleman, that banker, looks at that thing and sees something in it for them, they're going to be calling you back all kinds of excited. Folks, here's the key. The first three steps of our system is, number one, the written list. Number two, the invitation. And number three, the business presentation. Now, we're going to show the business presentation either on the DVD out of the Success From Home magazine or online. Again, written list, invitation, presentation, and the fourth one that we're not going to talk about tonight is validation. I want you to think about the first two. If all you ever did was make a written list and you never opened your mouth and invited anybody, is there any possibility that you would ever enroll somebody into our business? Zero. So in step one, there's zero, 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 zero possibility that you'd ever enroll somebody into our business. Step two, so let's say you get past that and you do invite some people to take a look. But if all you ever did was invite people to take a look and none of them ever took a look at the business presentation, you have a very, 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 very low probability that any of them would get into the business. I won't say there's a zero possibility, but there's an extremely low probability, a fraction of 1%. Now, as I say that, I'm reminded of my first phone call to Bear Gordon tonight and every week's host now for the last few years. Bear was the first person that I put into my Ambit Energy business. I was his best man, and he and I are really good friends. And I called him up and said, hey, Bear, I'm getting involved with a company called Ambit Energy. And literally, before I got that out of my mouth, he says, I'm in. And that was strictly off of the credibility of who I was and his respect for me as a business person, our friendship. He said, I'm in. So it is possible. Highly improbable, but it is possible that you can recruit somebody by just inviting them to take a look. There's no possibility of recruitment at the written list. There's low probability, extremely low probability of recruitment at the invitation. And there's possibility exists for the first time at the business presentation. I want to go back to that funnel analogy. If your written list is small, let's just say your written list right now is 25 people. You're not going to invite all 25 of them. They're either not going to be home, you're going to chicken out, you didn't know how to invite them, whatever, whatever, whatever. So if you've got 25 on your written list, that means you're probably only going to invite 10 or 15 of them to take a look. If you invite 10 of them to take a look, maybe only 3 of them actually take a look, you know. Well, you got a 1 in 3 shot that as you go through the validation process that they're going to actually get in your business. And then not everybody that gets into your business is going to gather customers or get other people to join their business. So if you've got 25 people on your list, the numbers and the way this works is that you're not going to get here from there. Now, does that mean if you only have 25 people on your list that you're done and you can't be successful in Ambit Energy? No. But you got to go out into the community and figure out ways to add people to your list. You know, get involved in Bible study at the church, synagogue, or get involved in whatever you have a passion for. Maybe you like to ride bikes. Well, join a bike riding club. Get involved with the PTA. Join committees to do the Christmas pageant or vacation Bible school at church. If you're a businessman, join the Kiwanis. Get involved in some network lunches. You know, do something different than you're doing today to get out into the community. And when you go to those things, don't just run around like a maniac saying, oh, Ambit Energy this, Ambit Energy that. Get to know people. Develop relationships with people. Take time to develop those relationships. And if you've talked to everybody that you can possibly talk to at your church, maybe it's time to go to a new church. You know, who knows? You just got to do something different. The bottom line is no possibility of recruitment at written list, low probability of recruitment at invitation, and possibility of enrollment at business presentation. Folks, here's the kicker to the whole call. If you don't become a master inviter, you're never going to build a business. And a lot of people go, oh, goodness gracious, why did he have to say that? Oh, my God, that's just, I mean, that when I go to pick up that phone, it feels like a 1,000-pound weight. I just hate that part of the business. I just, oh, my goodness gracious, that means I'm not going to be successful in the ambient energy. Oh, this is so depressing. Why did I get on this call? Folks, you know what? Here's the deal. What is it that you're going to do that's going to be easy in life? What has been easy in your life that has given you unbelievable reward in your life? The bottom line is that the easy things are not the things that are going to give us what we want out of life. It's going to take personal development. It's going to take some time. You know, you're going to flub some things up. You're going to have the best prospect in the world, and you're just going to say the wrong thing, and they're done. And you can't ever get them back. You might be able to get them back a year down the road after they see you be real successful. So you're going to make mistakes. The bottom line is you've got to constantly expand your written list. You've got to constantly grow that list week after week, day after day. You've got to run into people. You've got to put yourself in a position to be successful in this business, and only you can do that. But don't go away from this call without this understanding that if you don't become a master inviter, you're not going to be a great enroller. And if you don't become a great enroller in the business, you're not going to build a big business. Now, can you make $2,000 or $5,000 a month? Sure you can. But if you want to be a great in this business, if you want to be the next number one income earner, what I can tell you is that you've got to become a master inviter. You've got to become a master inviter. You've got to hone that skill, and it's more important than anything else. You can sit in a cocoon. You can go in your closet, shut the door, and have a little pin light on and make your written list and operate all by yourself. And you can invite all by yourself. But the bottom line is you shouldn't. You should learn to invite. You know, if you have an active upline, that person should get on a three-way call with you. They should be on the call with you when you invite. Now, that's done a couple of different ways. A lot of times, they're just muted out of the call, and the person you're inviting can't hear. If you're comfortable with that, it's a great technique, because then when you get off from your call to your friend for your invitation or your business associate, whoever you're inviting, disconnect all the lines, call your upline back, and your upline will coach you through. Said, hey, when they said this, you should have said that. When the call went this way, you should have done that. Hey, you spent way too much time talking about the kids up front. You know, you need to know that there's a different wiggle in your walk, that this isn't like every other call you make to them two or three times a week or two or three times a day, that this call was different. You'll coach them through that call, and then they'll make the next call, and then you'll coach them through that call. Hey, you did great on this. Man, that was so much better than the previous call. But when they said this, you should have said that. The other way to do it, if you don't feel comfortable having somebody on the line that the other person's not aware of, then the other way to do it is to actually do it while they're on speakerphone sitting there. The two of you can get together, you can put it on speakerphone, you can call your friends, you can have a little coaching session, and then you can call your friends and business associates and so on and so forth. Now, you know, that doesn't work too well if your sponsor's in Illinois and you live in Texas, okay? So you have to adjust. But again, if you're not comfortable with any of that, and with somebody being on the line or sitting there, then record your calls. Record the calls that you make to the people you're trying to enroll into the business, and then play them back at a future date. Have the person sitting there not listening to the other person, but listening to your side of the call. And then right after the call, you turn to say, okay, Brian, or your upline says to you, Brian, when you said this, what did they ask you? Okay, well, instead of saying this, you should have said that. You know, folks, you can figure it out. Do whatever you're comfortable with, but get some coaching on becoming a master inviter. Get some coaching on becoming a master inviter. Now, we don't have time to go into tonight's call, but if you go back into topambitleaders.com, click on training, and click on Sunday night calls, and listen to some of the previous calls about the invitation. In a lot of those calls, I talk about how to salt their oats after they've agreed to look at the business presentation. Because a lot of times what will happen is they'll agree to listen or watch the business presentation, and you'll call them back, and they won't have watched it. And you'll call them back again, and, oh, I still didn't get a chance to watch it. I promise you I'll watch it tomorrow night. And then all of a sudden they don't want to answer your phone calls because They've not watched it. They promised you three or four times that they would, and they're embarrassed, and for whatever reason, they're not going to get around to watching it. If that is an issue, then send an email to info@topambitleaders.com and say, hey, I get people to promise to watch the video, but none of them ever get around to watching it. What do I do? That'd be a great question for next week's call, and I'll cover it on next week's call. This is what I want you to get out of tonight's call. You've got to become a master inviter to build a massive organization in Ambit Energy. There's just no way around it. Zero possibility of recruitment at written list. Almost negligible probability at invitation. And it's only at the invitation, that's the trigger to the business presentation, that possibility of enrollment exists in Ambit Energy. So bottom line, folks, is get out there, build your business big, send the emails in to info@topambitleaders.com, any questions that you have, and next week we'll do questions and answers. We're going to probably go for about an hour next week, so schedule that. If you got to get off early, you got to get off early, but I'm going to try to do as many as I can because we don't have time to do them very often, and so I want to try to get them all in there. I'm going to pick the best of the best, and a lot of times I'll get five or six of the same question, rather, in the same area. I'll definitely pick all those where I get multiples of a question. So anyway, Bear, let's open it back up and let everybody say good night.